On the continuous coal team.
This major breaking news just in.
This barely qualifies as news.
Brainy's breaking news.
Yeah, Brainy, and it relates to the South Sydney Rabbitohs and a story coming out of the Roosters as well today.
Yeah, there's a little bit around Mark Levy. Now, the situation with Souths, obviously they played last night. Demetrio, all the talk, the chit-chat, Mal Meninga had been spoken to. He did a 27-second press conference in pre-match on Friday. It was all looking awful. And now everything's gone really quiet. And it's coincided with Russell Crowe coming back from filming the movie in Europe. And I've spoken with Blake Solly, the CEO of South Sydney, this morning. And he said there is no meeting, no board meeting taking place whatsoever. There's no review into the football department taking place whatsoever, except for the usual Monday review post-match, which will take place as normal. Now, you've got to take him on his word for it. And he's also told that same story to other journalists. I saw Andrew Webster talking about it on Channel 9 today. So if there's a board meeting today or tomorrow and the coach is gone, then Solly would have lied to a lot of media. So you've got to take it on face value.
The only thing I'd say to that, though, Bruni, is why didn't he say that last week when Jason Demetrius had to front the press?
I don't know.
That's strange.
I don't know. The whole thing on Friday just left me... Look, because he was obviously fuming, Demetrio, and it was the Mal Meninga situation. Now, boys, this is weird, the Mal thing. He's left town today. He's gone to Vanuatu for a holiday. So Mal Meninga's not even around anyway, if they wanted to talk to him. And what would be in it for Mal? To be a caretaker?
No idea.
I said yesterday, why would he want to do it?
I don't know. To be a caretaker coach of South Sydney, he might have to give away his Fox League work and... It doesn't make any sense to me. But also yesterday, interestingly, on TV, he said there were some red flags at South he didn't like. He didn't like the fact that there was no communication with Demetrio. He obviously hadn't, the club wasn't talking to him. And he also didn't like the fact that the news about himself leaked. Like he said, these are actually red flags for me. So anyway, the whole thing's really, really weird. On the Roosters, secondly, if he does want to do the job, the NRL Commission would have to give him permission, and we kind of knew that anyway. The Roosters have announced the extension of a contract for Terrell May for an additional 2 years. He'll be at the Roosters until the end of 2026, so that's a signing for the Roosters. And on the Roosters, obviously, Bondi Junction is their home. That's where their club is and everything. And they did a press conference today, and a lot of the players spoke about the tragedy. Victor Radley, Nat Butcher, Connor Watson, they're all shocked about it because they'd all shop there and go there all the time. And Radley says his family and his wife and partner and child go there all the time, and they're all really shocked. I'd expect that their home match on Thursday night, there'll be some sort of a tribute or something going on.